Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 297. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hello!
And Jeff. Hello. That hurt my ear. And Pete.
What's up?
Fozzie is not joining us this week. We're not sure why.
He just said he couldn't, or he just won't answer his phone?
Oh, no, he said that he was sitting this one out, so...
He's playing with his Miitomo.
Probably.
That or he just, I mean, I don't know if he cares about Final Fantasy or the Nintendo bullshit we're going to talk about, so maybe he's just...
But he does have Miitomo.
Oh, no, I don't mean that Nintendo bullshit.
Oh, I mean, yeah, there's other Nintendo bullshit, but I mean, Miitomo is out there, and three of... Pete, you have it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony, you did not get it, right?
So you guys are going to have to explain this to me.
Okay.
All right, so, yeah, we'll get to that, I guess.
So Miitomo is, like, it's the first app, I guess, that they've released. It's not really a game.
No, it's not. It's actually under, like, the social networking category.
Yeah, it's Nintendo's version of Twitter. what's that other one? The Ask, where you can, like, ask you questions and you answer.
Oh, Ask FM?
Yeah, like something like that, except Nintendo's asking you the questions. And then your Mii is there, and it's like walking around like a little room.
And yeah, I've only played it for 5 minutes, so that's all I've really seen. I don't know if there's more to it.
Your friends come visit you, and you can
it's deceptively simple.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, you think there's stuff to, like, more to do, but
no.
There really isn't.
Like, it's like you answer questions, you read what other people... How they
you can get like
questions.
You can get like outfits and stuff too. It looks like
that's basically all there is to earn. Yeah. And
this
that's
sounds
where,
great.
Like, that's where the free to play element comes
so
in.
So weird.
That's fantastic.
But I think you're earning stuff for your My Nintendo account. So that like I looked at the rewards on My Nintendo and it's kind of like how the old Club Nintendo was a little bit. Like there's like games and like other things you can get. Like so you can get stuff with it. I think. I don't really know.
Maybe that's what those game tickets are for?
No, the game tickets are, if you go to the shop and you scroll down,
okay.
There are like little pinball games, mini games that you can play, and you can earn like special clothing items.
Oh, okay.
From that.
But like, just for connecting Miitomo to my Nintendo account, I got like 100 reward coins or whatever they call them.
Like, and then you get 5 more for like Facebook and Twitter and stuff. I did all those too.
Yeah, yeah. So like, yeah, you are somehow earning stuff for your my Nintendo account, which you can get stuff with like virtual console games and such. So that's pretty neat. Like, I mean, it's free, so why the hell not? I wonder if you'll still get stuff for buying retail like boxed games from Nintendo, because like I didn't see... I don't know. I have no idea. Because it used to be you would get a code inside of a box, and then you put that into your Club Nintendo account, and that's how you got.
Well, they were restructuring it, right? Like, that's why they shut down Club Nintendo. Fuck. I'm playing Dark Souls right now, guys. So like, freak out.
I'm watching Dark Souls right now. So.
Well, I thought I was just going to do some simple stuff because Dark Souls is not necessarily a game you want to play without hearing what's going on. Ow. So I'm just like futzing around with other stuff and it's not going as well as I thought.
Yeah, I mean it's Miitomo is pretty simplistic though. Like
it's cute, it's charming, like it's already made me laugh a bunch.
Yeah, I mean it's a Nintendo game, right? So I mean it's got like that quirky sensibility and stuff and
But, like, you know, your friends are going to make it, like, their answers to stuff. Like,
yeah,
like, I already saw some of Chris's answers, and they were making me laugh. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeff's already making it say things that it probably wasn't intended to say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, the amount of masturbation jokes I've seen already are...
How do you relieve stress?
What's, like, funny, because that was the first thing that popped into my head when that question came up. But everybody else is like... I play video games. Like, I follow a lot of dorks on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Like, I saw, like, one of Chris's answers was like, what did you do last week? And he's like, I went and saw Batman vs. Superman and avoided the family for Easter or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's like, it's just funny. And the way it, like, it'll, like, verbalize what you're saying. Like, it, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that's the best part about it.
Yeah.
Is that, like, because you set up your voice and you can change your pitch and it'll read the words out to you. Like, some, it doesn't get it all right. Like a bunch of people have been talking about Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah.
Like Final Fantasy XV.
That's why I've been spelling out the. That's why I've been putting the actual
number. Yeah.
In there.
Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't get it right, but sometimes it does. It's like, it's so weird. But yeah, that's Miitomo. Yeah, I don't know if you need to get it, Tony, but it's something.
Is it free?
Yeah, it is free.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get it because it's free.
It is funny just to like kind of screw around with it, and then you could just delete it if you're like, this is really stupid.
I mean, and it is. Like, let's not beat past the bush here. But I mean, it's not stupid in that special way Nintendo things tend to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's cute, as Jeff said. Like,
yeah. I'm surprised by like how many people, like my Twitter feed all day today has been Miitomo. Like, I wasn't interested in it at all. Now I'm like, well, fuck, I can't miss out on this. Everyone's playing it. Like, so yeah,
on leveraging this in some way? Like, is there a reason it exists?
DNA collaboration, like just like their test into the their attempt to break into the mobile market.
This is the NX. It's secretly that's all.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
It's promoting their brand. You know what I mean? Like, it's
Basically, all their apps are not supposed to be like definitive Nintendo experiences. They're supposed to be experiences that make you want to look into Nintendo hardware.
And how does this achieve that?
I have no fucking idea.
Gets Miis out in front of people, I guess.
Yeah, that's the most I can think of.
It has people talking about a Nintendo thing, you know.
Yeah, I guess they're still...
Which I mean, is it's a good day for that, because...
They have been having a field day.
They have not had a great 24 hours, so Miitomo does take a little bit of the eyes off of...
I don't know what
95% of the Twitter stuff I saw today was... Everybody hates Nintendo yesterday, and 24 hours later,
it's
having a shit show over in Miitomo.
Okay. I didn't know what you guys were referring to. I think I know now.
Yeah, no, so, yeah.
Do you want to jump into that or Final Fantasy? Yesterday was a very emotional roller coaster.
Well, let's just stick with Nintendo for right now. Pete, you want to give us a rundown on the Allison rep situation?
Maybe the wrap up?
Yeah.
I died. Let's see. for Jeff, just so you're aware, I went back to the Things Betwixt because I got a Fragrant Branch of Yore.
Mm.
So I like took down that statue, and then behind it are all like those basilisks and shit.
Mm.
So it's been real exciting right now. But that's
okay. Does that mean anything to you?
I think I did that area. I remember going back there and using the Branch of Yore on that.
Yeah, when they have
they're talking Dark Souls.
That's true. Yeah. They're speaking another language.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what this is.
But, yeah.
Anyway, Pete, talk about
Allison Rap. We will get back to Dark Souls, but
we're going in circles. I love it.
I know, right? So this starts back right around when Fire Emblem was out in Japan, but not out in the United States yet.
Yeah, this was October, November last year.
Yeah, and so they had. Nintendo had come out and said that they were adjusting some scenes for, you know, like cultural reasons or whatever. I'm not exactly sure exactly what the scenes were because I didn't pay too much attention to the stuff out in
Japan.
Yeah, just sort of like what things they were changing. I knew there was a bunch of like controversy originally over like the weird like conversion therapy stuff, and I don't know if that's what they were changing or what. But anyways, so naturally, like as an aside to this controversy, there's been a bunch of shit that people who are like fans of translations and stuff have been like freaking out that like Nintendo's like not preserving the original content and blah blah blah. It's a bunch of nonsense, right? That like then that's where like fan translations come from because they're not actually like trying to bring the game.
They're localizing it.
Yeah, well, Yeah, exactly, right? And there's a difference. And the people, like, there's a group of fans who don't like that.
So here's specifically what was kind of cut out of Fire Emblem Fates from the Japanese version to the American version. Nintendo announced that a scene in which the protagonist alludes to drugging a party member would not be included in this version.
That's part of the conversion therapy thing.
And they removed a petting mini game.
Yeah, that's part of like the skinship stuff. Which is so not necessarily like not broadly understood here. I'll say.
It's a cultural thing. It just would make zero sense to us. Like, that doesn't necessarily make it good or bad. But
yeah, not even just zero sense, but a lot of people would find it offensive.
Right.
Well, and the funny thing is that it's not that Japan or Nintendo are the only people who do this. Like the Wolfenstein games are always, they're like all the Nazi stuff is completely stripped out.
They have to be. Like, you can't
it's
sell that stuff.
It's against
Germany.
The law.
Yeah. So anyways, that was the whole thing with Fire Emblem, and some woman, Allison Rapp, who does not work with the Fire Emblem team, is not a localizer in any way, shape, or form. She works as a part of.
She was PR for the Treehouse.
Yeah, she was she was like a mid-level marketing person. She came out and was just like, let Nintendo do what they want, basically, right? Like, you know, she was just like, look, it's their product, it's their right. So this riled up a whole bunch of people who, a lot of people say it's like the Gamergate guys or stuff. I don't necessarily know what the face is, but I think they're the ones using
similar tactics, if nothing else.
Well, they were the ones who originally started. Whether or not they're the ones who finished it later on, I can't say, because it's a little muddy there. But yeah, I mean, they basically started harassing her, trying to get her to lose her job. She's had to have like safety meetings with her family over this stuff and things like that. You know, the usual like harassment techniques that they tend to put against women that they don't agree with. And then it got worse when they Nintendo wasn't like quote unquote responding to their demands. And so
or saying anything about anything.
It wasn't even
just that they didn't respond to their demands. It was Nintendo didn't make any effort to defend her. Nintendo didn't say anything. They just pretended it wasn't happening.
Absolutely. But my point with that is that it got worse for her because what they did was that they then went searching for reasons to get her fired. And so they dug up an essay and some tweets that were between 4 and 5 years old. Like, this, we're talking like you're digging through ancient shit here.
I don't even think she was working for Treehouse when...
No, she's only worked there for the last 2.5 years or so.
When she was in college.
The essay they found was a college paper that a lot of people... I don't remember what the word I'm trying to search for is, but they oversell the point. Basically, what it was is that it was an essay that said that... It was about, like, sexuality and how Japan... Like, you know, their sexualization of minors and... And this and that and stuff. And she was coming out and basically saying that the Japanese should have the right to determine that stuff for themselves culturally instead of having pressure put on them by imperial states like the United States. You know, that like basically the only reason that these laws exist are not because Japan chose to have them exist or just because the United States pressured into having them exist. And, you know, whether you agree with that or not doesn't matter. It's not a point, not part of discussion so much as that was used as the weapon to get her fired.
Right. Well, it wasn't even – I don't even know if people read her essay. They read the title of the essay and kind of used
generalized.
It's on her LinkedIn profile, by the way.
Yes.
It's like it was not something she was hiding.
No, and she's been very vocal about like her opinions on these matters and stuff like that. And I guess yesterday it got to the point where Nintendo told her that she was no longer a safe representative of the company and was let go.
But not for that reason.
That's what they say. So now that's where things get really weird and kind of muddy is that they came out with a statement to IGN and said that they let her go because she held a second job, which is in violation of Nintendo's policy.
Well, it wasn't. It's not so much that the job that holding a second job is in violation of Nintendo policy. It's specifically what she was doing in that second job.
Nobody knows. I have yet to see any.
Danielle, who we are, some of us are friends with on Twitter and Facebook. She works for Sony now. Mm-hmm. She actually made a comment, and a friend of hers from Sony posted some rather interesting information. And it seems like I'm going off of, this is hearsay from me, but there are also pictures involved here, that she was kind of siding as a cam girl and possibly doing like, you know, some risque photos.
Photos, I think, had already been I'd heard talk of a photo shoot, and I'm not sure when that was. It was before I started like paying attention to who she was, because I've been following her for a couple months now, and I hadn't seen any of that stuff pop up. So that must have been at least 6 months ago.
And I mean, and none of this is to say that like that should, you know, validate why they got rid of her. But
yeah,
and that's the thing. Like, if moonlighting is a like part of the thing, and there are restrictions on that, like, I don't.
Right.
That seems like you're picking.
But Nintendo allowed it to get to that point anyway, like where people, because it wasn't so much Nintendo digging through this, it was people going, hey, look what she did. Hey, look what she did. Hey, look what she did.
Exactly right. They basically were like throwing everything they could until something stuck.
Right.
And then did eventually. And
where really all Nintendo had to do is when they first started coming out against her is like, one, she had nothing to do with the localization of this stuff, and two, please stop harassing our employees.
Yeah.
Like, we stand by her 100%. And they
that's
didn't.
That's an issue like that I take umbrage with. I mean, whether or not you agree with her views on these certain topics or not, like, that's one thing. But in my opinion, that is not. Like, I've seen a lot of people say that it's because of those views she should have been fired and stuff like that. I'm like, well, I think that, like, views on politics and stuff are. Like,
but
that's why discrimination laws exist, right?
Also, her views on politics were things that Nintendo, being a employer, should have known about her when they hired her. Like, that essay is publicly available on her LinkedIn profile.
Well, not only that, like, Nintendo, like, is known for their strict leash of their employees. Like, remember that guy who got fired from appearing on the podcast without approval that one time? Like,
one podcast. He said nothing but nice things about Nintendo, right? He revealed some information, but
no, he had some choice words for their process of like bringing games from Japan over and stuff. So he wasn't exactly nice about it, but at the same time, like, you know, well, I mean, he wasn't mean either. It wasn't like he was drunk and like
he gave explicit information on how they choose to localize things.
Right.
Yeah. But, like, these are, and also, her tweets specific to this that people are bringing up, like, the ones that I've seen cited in every fucking article against this woman, are from 2011.
Right. This is before she was an employee. This is stuff that is publicly available before Nintendo hired her.
Not only that, if you're citing tweets that are 5 years old,
for
some reason that either you had to go really far back to find that information. Like, why isn't there more recent / more incriminating, quote-unquote, information there for you to choose from? And two, I have no doubt that Nintendo, like, has people go through this, like, the Twitter and
for
social media feeds of older people.
I just,
like, you know, Audrey Drake, she used to work at IGN as the Nintendo editor, right? She's at Nintendo. She tweets 95% less than she used to, and I have no doubt that's because she's probably terrified, too.
Right.
You know, one wrong word and you've lost your job, whether it's your dream job or not. Like, you know, they don't care about that.
What were you going to say, Jeff?
I think it's also kind of bull that someone should be held accountable for stuff that they said in college. She's not a politician. She's not running for president. You know, anything she said in college is well before she had this job. So.
Yeah, but unfortunately, like, Nintendo's not the only person that does that sort of stuff. Like,
I'm just saying in general.
Oh, no, like, I agree with you. Absolutely. I just,
you know, it's kind of ridiculous. Like, if I was held accountable to the things I said when I was like 20 years old.
Oh, God.
Like, you know what I mean?
You'd all be fired, right? Everyone
if I was,
would be fired.
If I was held accountable for the things I said on this podcast 5 years ago, like, people would be like, what the fuck? You know, like, I think that's kind of out of bounds for an employer. Like I said, like, if you're a politician, yeah, that's fair game, but she's not. She's just trying to work a job. You know what I mean? It's. it's kind of ridiculous. And if they did had a problem with anything that was on our LinkedIn profile, that should have been up front. And
yeah, I mean, you have to assume it's probably sleazy. Applied with that LinkedIn page, right? Or that somebody went to look and see if she had one. Like they had to have known about that essay. Like, that thing doesn't exist in a vacuum.
The whole essay thing is just a witch hunt, dude. Like, it's honestly, people are really fucking assholes, in my opinion. Like, these Gamergate guys are fucking dickheads. Like, obviously. But
well, yeah, and witch hunt is exactly what it is. Like, it's.
But you're never going to out these guys with companies like Nintendo using them as, you know, de facto research tools.
Yeah, it's really.
Like, you have legitimized their behavior. You said it's okay to pry through the past of our employees and find out stuff that we might not know so that we can fire them. That is what Nintendo has said here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really disappointing all around, I think. Like,
yeah,
it's just kind of upsetting.
It's pretty ugly, and.
And I mean, we don't know the ins and outs of everything there. Like, this could have come down from the Japanese version of Nintendo. Like, could have come down from corporate, not Nintendo America. Like, we don't know. But
yeah,
it's a shitty situation that a corporation would bow to these anonymous, like, dickheads that are.
Well, not just that, and then, like, the line that they were giving everybody about, you know, the. Like, because they put out a statement and stuff, but, like, there were some leaked letters that said that, like, that's, like, all they're ever supposed to say on the matter. Like, this is, like, from top level, like, you know. If anybody ever wants to say anything about this, just copy and paste this whole thing.
Right. Well, that's a typical HR.
Yeah, that
you can't say certain things because you could get sued for.
Sure, it just feels a little like, hey, we only put this out because we had like 1.5 million people bugging us, and now, like, we're just gonna hope it disappears. Guess what? Here's Miitomo. Please, God.
Yeah, I think it's one of the things that Nintendo does a lot, because honestly, they are a horrible corporation. They do horrible things. If you go from them censoring people streaming their games on YouTube to the fact that their company is one of the top corporate polluters in the world.
It's true.
Oh, shit, they are.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
They just tend to hide behind this nostalgia and this. These franchises they built up that garner goodwill that the company really doesn't emulate in reality.
It's kind of like Disney. Like, they have this, like, really magical, like, charming exterior, but, like, you know, everything's not. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a seedy underbelly.
Yeah.
The whole thing. And, yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, and because of that, nobody, like, especially, like, Nintendo fans, they tend to close their eyes and ears and hum themselves the Mario theme. In hopes that, you know, they can just, you know, put the blinders on and stuff like that. But yeah, no, it's overall, like, a very unfortunate situation. And just show, and like, Tony was saying, you know, whether or not Nintendo ever says, like, they're never going to come out and be like, yeah, the harassment finally worked and, you know, the stuff that you showed us finally got to us and blah, blah, blah. But everybody knows that's exactly what happened. And so they'll know. People who did that will know that those tactics work. Like, when you have one of the biggest corporations in the industry doing shit like that, like, that's going to cast an unfortunate amount of...
On the flip side, maybe they did have problems with her as an employee to begin
with. It's
possible.
And
help.
Yeah.
We don't...
But their optics have been so horrible. Like, if a reasonable person, are you going to work for Nintendo now?
Yeah, like, I don't understand how anybody in their right goddamn mind is like, I can't wait to go work at Nintendo now.
And she worked in, like, marketing and PR. Like, there are lots of jobs in that, and you don't necessarily have to confine yourself to the gaming space.
Right. Yeah.
So, if you're an ace marketer, you're gonna work for Nintendo, who, if you say something stupid, is going to leave you out to dry with these people?
Right.
I don't think that you could.
Or not only leave you out to dry, they'll just fucking fire you.
Right.
Well, leave you out to dry for 4 or 5 months and then fire
then
you.
Fire you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's... Yeah, I mean, whether or not, like, there were problems with her as an employee, like, either due to her, like, political beliefs or whatever, like, the fact that they just ignored this whole situation that was going on with her before any of that even came to light has put them at fault.
Yeah, to kind of leave her out on her own to deal with these people who are harassing her and stuff is... kind of shitty. I mean, yeah.
I can't necessarily say I can think of other companies that would come to the rescue of their employees, especially, like, big ones. But, you know, I guess it was just Nintendo's turn to disappoint everybody.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think any other corporations are necessarily better, and I will still enjoy my Marios and my Miitomos and whatever, but it's just, it's a kind of disappointing situation. Especially if you're her and you're looking for a new job now. It sucks.
Well, and yeah, I mean, from what she's been tweeting, like, I mean, you know, one of the other things she's big on is, like, mental health and stuff. You know, she has had a lot of her own issues with that and stuff like that. It's unfortunate timing and just unfortunate that it happened in the way it did and stuff like that. It's just, I don't know. It casts a light that makes you, like, between this and the Tracer drama, which I don't know if we want to get into, any of you but me have been paying any attention to that. It's been a week for the games industry, you know?
Yeah. It's been a bit depressing. Actually, it's been a lot depressing.
Yeah, right? Like, it's just one of those things where I've been like, I am really, like...
Well, no, you are actively looking for jobs in the game industry.
Yeah, right? And it's just one of those things where it's like, God, is this really what I want to do?
I went through that. I crossed that bridge at one point. There was a point when I was looking to be, like, a rep for Nintendo, like a marketing rep where you go into stores and make sure the marketing's right and shit. I looked at it as like $10 an hour job. I was like, nope. Fuck that.
Yeah, no, but you know, it's just like, God, I know everybody says things are supposed to get worse before they get better, but like, it's been getting worse for a long time.
Yep. Union jobs.
It gets worse before it gets better, or you die.
Thank you.
Well, Tony dropping the sunshine. it seems like Jeff's horror future of a PS4.5 is
reality.
Going to come to life.
More real every day, but I don't think there's anything really much more new than that, other than it seems like it is happening, and we're probably going to get an announcement in the next 2 months or so.
E3.
Yeah, I'm glad I haven't bought one yet. I got a nice place carved out on my shelf for it.
Yeah, I would wait. On any system right now, I would wait.
Yeah.
I'm standing by my position that I think this is all a bad mistake, honestly. Especially, dude, they're launching hardware in the fall. Are you going to launch two hardware SKUs in the fall? Like, what the fuck?
Well, I guess it's not even – and it wasn't even – I guess there is new information, because I guess the new information on the PS4.5 is that you'll be able to play PS4 games regardless, but new games that are designed on the PS4.5 will play considerably better than stuff on the PS4.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
That's like it sounds like a new 3DS situation.
Yep.
But in a like if they, I don't know how many games actually utilize the new 3DS, right? Like,
but like this is, we were kind of arguing about this last time, and then I think the time before. It's like there's a new example of this, which is the Hyrule Warriors game. It barely runs on the regular 3DS.
Right. So that's super shitty.
And that's a glimpse of the future if we allow this to happen. Is that's what's gonna be, dude? The games are just gonna run better, like way better, and they might be broken for like if you have the earlier model of the hardware. Like, I don't know. I just don't, like I said.
So
like
how do you? As we review games for the site, like, how do we review that? Like, oh, well, I have a PS4, but Tony has a PS4.5.
It's like popping.
Well, how have people been reviewing the 3DS games? Because I mean, it's like you said, it's almost.
I don't know. Like
the exact same situation.
Are they splitting them? Like, are they?
I don't think so. I think it's just like a side note, like.
Like, hey, by the way, it's broken on regular videos.
This version doesn't even work, but this one is
like
okay.
You know, I think it's one of those things that it's like, hey, we rate the game, and then at the bottom we tell you the performance on either system kind of thing.
I know, but, like, for us, like, specifically, like, Tony's not going to buy a PS4 if there's a PS4.5 out there. So,
well, you just have to say what you played it on. Yeah,
I played it on this. Chris played it on this. He said it was garbage. Tony's playing, you know, MLB The Show 17, and it's playing nice and crisp, and I'm basically playing RBI on the NES.
What they need to do is if they need to offer an upgrade path, because that's what.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean,
people, you need to get as much people. If you're going to do that, you need to get as many people to the new system as you can. It's going to be, like, Peter Skart was out on Twitter earlier this week saying, like, you know, GameStop will offer, like, you know, they'll offer you money to trade your shit in. But after a bit, like, that trade-in value is going to plummet, like, very quickly. So.
Sure.
It's going to be interesting. I think Sony and Microsoft, if they are planning to do this, they need to get out in front of this now. Like, there's too much speculation going on, and none of it's good.
I don't think there's any way for them to do that without tipping their hand to the other player. Don't know, but again, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, that stupid corporate bullshit.
All right, I mean, it's you know, Microsoft came out with the Xbox One, they made their announcement, and then Sony was able to kind of, like, change anything about the PS4 that they were going to do, because Microsoft stepped in shit. Like,
yeah, right? Like, stories about them, like, making those cuts, like, you know, scrambling to do it because it all happened in between the two conferences.
Right. Like, but even, like, from when Microsoft first announced it, like, there were still rumors before Microsoft came out and announced the Xbox One that, like, Sony was looking to do a lot of the same things, like, in terms of kind of locking down used games, and then Microsoft came out and kind of said all that, and there was so much backlash that Sony was like, yep, nope, not with us. Nope, nope, nope. Nope, nope. And then they did a lot of the same thing at E3, where, you know, Microsoft came out with, this is what the price is, and Sony came out and said, this is what our price is. Like, a lot of different changes there. So I don't know if either side, though, is going to benefit from this announcement, so.
Yeah, well.
There's a lot of people
Nobody will benefit from, like, the exact, what do you call it, like, announcement of the hardware. They may benefit from the other's announcement of the hardware, if you get what I'm saying.
Right, sure. Like, if Sony comes out, we're doing the PS4.5, and then Phil Spencer comes out and goes, Xbox One, that's what it is.
Yeah, right.
Can we do the next one?
Guess what? We're dropping the price by $100.
Right. You can buy an Xbox One for $200, and it's still the Xbox One.
God, remember when that was a reality? $200 consoles, man. yeah.
So,
boom. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that will just have to be dealt with in, you know, when it comes. Because it's one of those things that's, like, hard to, like, without all the details, it's hard to, like, see exactly what's going on.
Right. Well, Jeff, I mean, you're gonna want to upgrade because you're getting that PSVR.
I know. Supposedly, like, it'll make those games work better, and I don't like this.
I wonder if that's the reason they're doing it, more than games is like the VR stuff.
You know, run the games better at 60 frames per second or whatever you need to run them right. So I hear if there's a low frame rate on games, like, that really, like, breaks the VR experience, like. So, yeah, I don't know. Right. I'm scared of the future.
So there's another big thing that happened. I think it was last night. Was it last night?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Square finally came out and they had like a big event, all focusing on Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah, buddy.
They announced the release date, September 30th.
That was pretty funny when they like fucked with people. I don't know. Am I the only one who watched it?
I did not see it. No, and I don't think Tony or Jeff give a shit. So,
what's Final Fantasy?
15 games, Tony. 15 games.
No, I think it's more than that. I think it's actually, a lot more than that. Actually,
it's like 47 or something like that. Plus, and that doesn't include like remasters.
Maybe I don't care because it's become so ubiquitous.
Yeah.
So they at the end when they did the release date thing, they like showed it as if it was going to be in November originally.
Mm.
And you could just like hear the crowd gasp for a moment as they like just sort of fucked with everybody.
Did they show anything else? I mean, I saw a little bit. Like...
So yeah, the whole you know because it was 15, there were like 15 announcements. Some of them were like really dumb and stuff that you know only like really hardcore people were going to care about. Like, here's what the environments look like and stuff like that, which, you know, was cool. I mean, the game looks great and stuff like that. But at the same time, it was just sort of like, all right, well, let's get to the good stuff. They showed, like, three trailers. And one was, like, a really short one in the beginning, and then there was a really long one toward at the end. They announced, like, a prequel anime, which is, like, a five-episode, like, short thing, on the that's supposed to like be a prequel that's just like how the characters met and stuff like that. First episode, there was a lot of, and it's available now on that night. So one of them was that thing where they announced like the anime and then announced that the first episode was available for streaming like you know that instant kind of thing.
What, where can we watch that at?
YouTube.
YouTube.
There's actually a channel called
Final Fantasy Channel.
15, like YouTube channel, and it's just got the it's got the episode on there. And stuff. It's pretty good. They have done anime before. They did some stuff with Advent Children that was pretty good, so not entirely surprised to see that this is also worth watching. They are doing another CG movie called Kingsglaive that has like a movie level voice cast. Like they got like fucking like Sean Bean and Liam Mahidi and Aaron Paul to be the voice cast, and it felt fairly gimmicky, but whatever. Let's see. I'm not entirely sure there was anything else that, like, people who didn't already watch it would care about, like the non, like, super hardcore people. I'm trying to remember. They announced the editions that you can get. There's, like, a deluxe edition, which I bought, and an ultimate edition, which I wanted to buy, but am not an insane person. That's, like, the $300 one. Let's see. Yeah, I think that is
about it
that I could think that you know like.
And there's a new demo out there now.
Oh yeah,
right?
That right. Okay, I thought I was forgetting one more thing, and yeah, so one of the things they did was they released another demo, which is not like Episode of Dust Guy, which was like just a vertical slice of the game. This is like its own little short thing.
It's a prequel. Hours.
Yeah, it's like you play as the main character when he was a kid, and when you beat it, you just unlock some stuff for the main game. But it's just supposed to teach you, like, the combat and sort of the stuff like that.
I might have to try that. I heard it only takes about a half hour to 45 minutes. So.
Okay, so it's a little bit shorter than I thought. Yeah. But yeah, there was that voice cast. Yeah, the movie, the anime, the demo, the release date. Those were the big things. And then, yeah, and then, like, the trailer and stuff, which there are several of if you're interested in seeing them. There's a lot of crossover in the footage, so I would just wait for, like, just go look at the largest one.
I guess that's I don't know if there was any other big news. Let's see something else here. They shut down Final Fantasy XI.
Oh, they did?
On 360 and PS2. So they should play it on PC. But it's been going on for over a decade, so not surprised that they finally did shut that down. They're trying to move everyone to 14.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's probably where they want everybody to go.
I guess there was another piece of kind of gaming news going on. That long-awaited, I don't know how much we were waiting it, but long-awaited Xbox One ability to turn every console into a dev kit is it's a go.
Oh, it took them fucking long enough. I think that's really only why it's news, is because everybody was like, hey, you were supposed to do that at, like, it was supposed to be a launch thing.
Oh, it was, I don't know if it was supposed to be a launch thing, but it was definitely like, hey, we're going to get this in there. We're going to make this so everybody can do it. Some people are a little disappointed in it. It only enabling the dev kit mode right now, it only gives you about half a gig of RAM.
That's probably very helpful when trying to develop games.
Well, it's supposed to, like, the stuff you're building on it is actually supposed to be able to be utilized on any Windows
platform. That's kind of gross.
So
like a phone.
Yeah, so like a phone as well. So you'd have to be like, you're basically making apps with it. But it's still kind of cool, like, you know, I guess.
I feel like that's the exact opposite of what everybody wanted to use this for.
I mean, I don't really know what anybody wanted to use this.
Well, no, but I mean, like, okay, well, let's just say you're an indie developer, right? You don't have to now pay hundreds of dollars in order to get dev kits and stuff. You could just use this, but it's only got enough power to make a couple of apps. Like, that's kind of...
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played with it, so I don't know. I don't program apps. I probably could, but I haven't done that, so... we'll see how that turns out. And it's kind of still in beta right now. Like, it's out there, you can get it if you want it, but they said it's like officially going to launch over the summer. It'll be a little more robust then.
Okay.
So, but right now you're only going to have like half a gig of, you know, memory to work with. So, that's out there. What have you guys been up to playing-wise? You been playing anything?
I'm playing Dark Souls 2.
Yeah, buddy. Jeff beat Dark Souls 2.
Yeah, he inspired me to take another crack at it. Because I've had it just sitting on the PS4 we've been talking about the whole time. And I was like, God, you know what? I should stop being such a pussy and just, like, get through it. And because, like, I know how to play them. It's just a matter of having the patience to do
something. Yeah,
sometimes
absolutely.
I don't. And so... I gotta, like, you know, breaks are a wonderful thing. You know, you just pace yourself with this game. And yeah, I'm only, I am, so old man, No Man's Wharf is like the furthest location I've gotten to. So I've only beaten two bosses. Now, the interesting thing is that Jeff and I will have slightly different experiences because I'm playing the expansion pack, where they, like, reshuffled stuff.
Oh, I'm playing that.
Oh, that's what you played?
I did play that, yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure exactly which version you were playing.
Yeah, I had it for PS3. I think I still have it, but I don't have my old system hooked up, so I just bought it for Xbox One. So that's the version I played, and they move enemies around and shit like that.
Okay, yeah, all right. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing, and sometimes it's infuriating, you know, it's rewarding enough that I'm like, all right, I suppose I can keep doing this.
I'm watching my girlfriend play through the Hades Tower area right now.
The High Tower is the worst thing in the world.
It's like the second area you get to in the game, and it's a very tough hump to get over. It's like a hard area for beginning area. Like there's like these just giant knights. But once you like slog through that and you clear out the enemies and level up a bunch off them, like farm them, you come out of that whole area much more powerful. So, but yeah.
Well, and then the funny thing is that like, I decided to read, like, when I beat an area, I go back to the strategy guide section just to see, like, what kind of shit I missed and stuff. And after I completed that one, I read through the whole thing, and the whole thing says, I guess in the original version, there's a character that you can escort past the boss arena and up to a further area, and he can help you with a boss later on in the game. And if you that isn't available if you kill the Dragon Rider first. And I was like, oh, well, I already killed him. But in the new version, you can't do that because you can't reach the dude because there's a fucking red dragon in the way.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's been exciting. So now I'm just kind of futzing around because I don't necessarily know where to go in the wharf area. I kind of like reach the top and then open the shortcut. I found the merchant that what do you call it? The merchant that you can sell stuff to.
Mm-hmm.
He's like one of like two in the whole game, I think, that you can actually sell stuff to, which is really cool. And then after that, I was kind of like, well, I've only got 20,000 souls here. I should probably go home.
Well, there's like a lever you pull or something somewhere that moves the ship closer. Okay.
That's what I got to find.
And that's kind of near the beginning of that area, I want to say. And then you kind of go up all the way to the top, like you said, and you go all the way right. And there's a path that leads you down that will, like, you could connect with the ship.
Okay.
And you could actually, once you get over there, you could lower a bridge so that you could go straight from, like, the bonfire to that ship. Like, it becomes a lot easier to get over there.
So, that's my favorite part, man, when...
Yeah, you open that shortcut.
Deal with bullshit.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, so that and what else did we just what we just talked about? I mean, the Mitomo stuff. That's basically it. I'm going to the St. Louis Comic Con tomorrow.
Okay.
And that's like their gaming one, so I don't know. There'll be some stuff there to play. I will report back next week. Or maybe I'll write an article on it, like do a little recap or something, because I haven't written anything in a while.
Jeff, are you playing the Doom beta this weekend?
No.
You didn't get in. I didn't either.
I don't know. I mean, I bought Wolfenstein the day it came out. There's a thing in there. I can't remember if I redeemed the code or not, or if I had to do. I don't know. Like, I just, whatever it is, I didn't get in, even though I should have. I'm pissed.
I thought you could go to GameStop and like they can give you codes as well.
I don't know.
I've been seeing a bunch of stuff. I mean, I don't actually care.
I would like to try it out, but like multiplayer of Doom is not like the thing I'm excited for, anyways. So whatever.
Yeah. Right. Are you speaking? Well, not of Doom. To backtrack real quick, did you go through any of the DLC areas yet? Or
I don't think I did. I finished the game, and I don't know if that I did or not. I have no idea.
Oh well, no. Those three are not part of. Like the main quest, they're not built in. They're separate areas that you go to and find.
Yeah, I remember running into one, and it's like I didn't have what I needed or whatever. I don't know, dude. I honestly, other than the DLC areas, I think there's only one area in the game that I didn't go to. Like I went to like everywhere that's in the game except for one area.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, I did it, though. I beat it. That's all I've been playing.
I played a little more of The Division. The more I play that game, the less I like it.
That's how
I know that's fantastic.
So, I'm looking forward to Quantum Break next week.
I forgot about
something that. Something new.
Something that's not The Division, which is not holding my interest at all.
That's okay. I've been playing a game that's 2.5 years old.
Yes. Saw that.
Sounds like we all have.
What did it say? Total Rome 2? Is that what you said?
It's Total War Rome 2. But I've been playing one of the expansions because I have them all, but I haven't played any of them. So I've been hopping in.
Prove it some?
Well, I mean, this is like, I don't know how many patches they did for this game, like 16, 17. They've done a bunch. So when the game came out, it wasn't unplayable, but it definitely wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Right.
And now it's nice to be able to play through it. It's fully optimized, so I can play it with the nice graphics and everything looks awesome. And then I guess my biggest gripe was that the campaign for that, the original game, was boring. So it's nice to have this new campaign. I've been playing through Caesar's Conquest of Gaul, which is a lot of fun, you know, running around with legionaries and taking down Gauls and really heartbreaking.
Is that, so the campaign that you have now is the part of the expansion?
Yeah, this is one of the expansion campaigns. They also added, for free, if you own the game, it's now the Emperor's Edition, I think. So everybody who had the game originally, a year after launch, got a second free campaign, which was the Roman Civil Wars between Antony and Octavian and all that.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool. So there's a lot of new content that I just haven't touched, and going back now with the game being what it was supposed to be at launch, it's a lot more enjoyable. I'm having so much more fun with it. I've been playing it nonstop. I put about 20 odd hours in a week.
I have one of the Total War games. I bought like a Sega Humble Bundle and showed up.
Is it Shogun 2?
I think it's Shogun 2. Is that one any good?
Shogun 2 is probably, I would say, save for Attila, the last one, is the best game in the series.
Okay.
So
they've been improving like pretty steadily then. It's not one of those ones that got worse over time.
Yeah, so they actually did get worse over time for a while. So the first game was pretty good, the original Shogun, and then Medieval was better. Rome is one of my top games of all time. But then the game started to get worse. They started to focus more on graphics, and the gameplay got a lot worse. And then that was Medieval 2. And then Empire, they didn't actually finish. So they launched the game and then stopped supporting it like just after launch. There's still a bunch of errors with that game.
That's kind of dumb.
They replaced it though with Napoleon, which was when the series started to get better again. And then Shogun 2 is awesome. And Rome 2 had a horrible launch, but now is pretty good. And Attila is fantastic. And now we have Warhammer's coming out.
Yeah, very soon, right?
Yeah.
And that's the one everybody's been waiting for now that both those franchises are under the same roof.
Yeah, I really want Warhammer because I want somebody to mod it for Lord of the Rings.
Nice. Yeah, that seems like something that would be ripe for the Total War franchise. I'm surprised that EA... Well, I guess they don't want to... Well, I don't think EA owns the license to the...
Yeah, the license is gone. It's WB. Warner Brothers.
And didn't they used to publish the Total War games for a while? Was it always Sega?
I think it was always Sega. Maybe way back in the day.
I don't know. For some reason, like the idea that they had any involvement with these games doesn't seem to happen.
Yeah, it looks like Electronic Arts published it in 2000 and 2001.
Oh, okay.
So like way, way back. Sega's had it since 2005. So.
Okay, when they bought... I don't remember the developer's name all of a sudden.
Creative Assembly.
Thank you.
And Tony and I played a little bit of Halo with Walt and Don.
No, it's not Danny Hefe.
And we have formed the competitive team, Damn You Hefe.
Did he just like straight up leave a match at one point?
No, he never appeared.
Had he appeared, maybe Damn You Hefe would never appear.
Not that he said he was going to show up, we invited him to play and he did not want to play with us. So
right. Instead, he decided to play something else.
Yeah.
No,
you deserted us the first time. You deserted us for Dark Souls 2.
Like, well, yeah. I think you kind of have to commit to Dark Souls if you're going to play it. In my opinion, like,
what about committing to humanity?
I'm not human. I'm hollow.
You're playing Halo Online multiplayer. You've already given up your humanity at that point.
We're playing with each other.
Oh, yeah. We had a good time.
I saw they were adding some free maps or something.
Every month, maps. Yeah.
Every time we get in now, I'm like, I've never been on this map before. What's going on?
Yeah, there's a good chunk of maps. Ghost of Meridian is the next update. Comes out in April. They're adding a new arena map and a whole new Warzone map as well. So looks like they're building up to Firefight, probably coming in June or July. There's going to be a nice chunk of content for Firefight to be played on.
That's good.
I feel like one of the reasons why we were so much better on Tuesday than we were on Saturday was that we were actually playing on maps we played before.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Well, I mean, like, I played on all the maps, but, like, we don't get together all the time and play, so
right.
It had actually been a little while before, since Tony and Don had played again. They hadn't played on new map Torque, and they hadn't played on, I think there's an Overgrowth. I don't know if you guys have played on that yet. So it's like, right. Where is everything? Where are the weapons? Where's
right. Exactly.
Teach me.
Yeah, I know. I think that game is well put together arena shooter. So
yes, definitely.
And more Rocket League.
I need to get back to that.
I think we talked about it a while ago, back when Jeff and I both first got it, and I was like, you know, it's fun, but now it's like it's become like an addiction.
That's the way it happens, man.
Like, it's just because it's the games are so quick. It's like, I could play another one. Oh, I could play another one. And then, like, an hour goes by, and I've played, like, you know, 10, 12 matches, and it's a good time. That's a very good game.
That's what happened to me in Titanfall all the time.
Yeah, like you just...
The matches were so short, you're like, oh, I can play another one. I can play another one.
Yeah,
and then 7 hours.
2 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, that's 2 a.m. the last few nights. It's like, I'm tired. Anybody looking into getting Mafia 3? I didn't realize that was coming at the end of this month.
Oh wow, is it that soon?
Damn.
Like,
The trailer was pretty interesting, okay. But after the initial reveal, I had heard nothing of any.
Yeah, I actually, because, like, you know, you get 20% off at Best Buy, and you can get points there. So I went to Best Buy and pre-ordered a couple PlayStation games, Ratchet, Uncharted. Mafia 3 was on their list to. It's coming at the end of April.
Yeah, I have no interest. I don't know.
I like the setting. Like, I think it's...
Yeah, no, I'm totally cool into that. And I just... I hope that it manages to... what's the word? That pays off, you know? And it isn't just kind of lame or gimmicky.
Yeah, like, I mean, Mafia 1 was, what, the 1910, 1920? Mm. Mafia 2 was, like, the 40s, I think. And this one's like 68, 69.
Yeah, New Orleans.
Yeah, and New Orleans, which is, like, I think that's a fascinating city. I mean, it's a fascinating time period too. So.
Yeah, and the protagonist looks pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And stuff like, you know, not like your typical, like, Italian mobster kind of character. So.
Right. Yes, I might actually pick that up. We'll see. May is pretty packed with games though, so.
I'm already way packed with April. Like, I'm getting Dark Souls, Ratchet on the same day, and I'm getting Star Fox later in the month. It's like, I doubt I'll play much of Ratchet or Star Fox because of Dark Souls. It's going to probably take up my whole month. So
you should play Ratchet first.
Yeah, I mean, go in order of shortest to longest there, man.
I guess.
Well, that would be Star Fox, but...
Yeah, I guess so.
But, like, they Ratchet and Dark Souls come out on the same day. I think I'm going to... Yeah. Play at least a couple hours of Ratchet as, like, a palate cleanser, and then to go back to it, you know.
Yeah, Ratchet should be fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that movie, too.
Yeah, that's next year, or is it?
Oh, it's it's April 29th.
God damn it.
It's in next month. Yeah.
Everything is so soon.
Yep. And Star Wars Digital tomorrow, and Star Wars on Blu-ray on next Tuesday, so.
Oh, yeah.
Give it to me.
Yep.
I had to cancel my pre-order on Amazon and order it again.
Why?
Because I pre-ordered before it had a release date and never updated.
Oh.
Oh, so they weren't going to, like, ship it to you on time or ship
apparently
it to you?
Apparently not.
Weird. That sucks.
I just forgot that you ordered it. Right. Yeah, that's I'm looking forward to that. So.
You can probably watch Star Wars right now. Digitally.
Probably. Actually, I probably can, because I bought my digital copy the day after day after I saw the movie, so it should have unlocked on my Xbox by now.
Yep.
We'll be back next week, though. I will have played some Quantum Break. I don't know if anybody else is playing that.
No. I don't I might have a system to play it on.
I might try and play Adrift. I'm hearing mixed things about that, though, so...
I'm not surprised.
I do like space, though.
Yeah.
Space is cool.
Anybody else got anything for next week?
No. I'll probably... I don't know if I'll jump on Dark Souls 3 immediately. I'll probably wait to finish 2 before I hit the bandwagon. But, oh, fucking, there's that lever. But...
The Mare Nostrum expansion to EU4 comes out next week.
All right, Jeff.
Get excited.
Jeff is excited for talk on that. So Pete might have an article next week up on St. Louis Comic Con.
Yeah. There was the Street Fighter update stuff, but I don't own the game anymore, so I guess that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think anybody else has it. And it sounds like it did not sell very well.
I'm shocked. I am shocked that you released an incomplete game and no one bought it.
Yeah.
Shit show.
we can chalk that down. It is also the end of the quarter now, so we will probably be convening at some point to do our quarterly awards.
Oh yeah, I forgot that was something we were doing.
So we'll work the logistics out for that, and I think in 3 episodes we'll be at 300. So I think we're gonna do our top 10 games.
Ever
heard for all of us? Yeah.
So tough.
Yeah, that'll be
It should be a diverse list from all of us, though, so
that's a way of putting it.
I need to start thinking about that list. I know like number 1 and that's about it. So
I don't know if I know number 1. That's a toughie.
You gotta fill in 9 more, Jeff.
I know.
We're gonna get 10 strategy games out of Tony.
Yeah,
it's gonna be whittled down the list.
What was that, Jeff?
I think it's gonna be hard to whittle down the list, like just to. And you're always gonna forget some game that.
I heard something way more insulting. I thought you said Tony's list is gonna be real dumb.
No.
My list is actually gonna be really smart.
No doubt.
Alrighty. Well, with that, Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.